Title: Triplet Jungle Fills Without Clutter Beginner. Alright, let's make one of the most hype, most classic jungle and drum and bass moves without turning your drums into a messy wall of noise. Today is all about triplet fills, that little rushing moment right before a drop, a section change, or the end of a phrase. When it's done right, it feels like the track leans forward and punches harder. When it's done wrong, it sounds like random machine gun drums fighting your main groove. So here's the mindset for the whole lesson. A fill should feel exciting, but it should not compete with your core drums. The groove is the main character. The fill is a quick special effect. Let's set up Ableton so you're not guessing. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 170 to 176 works great, but 174 is sweet spot for this style. Now group your main drum elements into a drum group called drums. Kick, snare, hats or percussion, and optionally a break layer if you're using one. Here's a workflow tip that will save you. Keep your fill on its own MIDI track, or at least its own clip lane. That way you can mute it, swap it, and a slash B it instantly. Beginners get stuck, because they bake fills into the main loop and then can't tell what's causing the mess. Next, we're going to lock in the triplet grid properly. This is the no-guessing method. Create a new MIDI clip. One bar is fine. Open the piano roll. Right-click the grid and enable triplet grid. Start with an eighth note triplet grid for classic rolling fills. If you want faster stutters later, you'll switch to 16th note triplets. If your fill ever feels like it's not landing, it's usually not your idea. It's the grid. Always check the grid before you rewrite anything. Now, before we write any fill, we need a simple groove for context, because a fill doesn't mean anything in a vacuum. It's judged against the beat. Make a basic two-step D and B pattern. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2. If you're looping two bars, put another snare on beat 4 of the second bar, but keep it simple. Add closed hats on straight 8ths or 16ths. Nothing fancy. The goal is clarity. Now we're ready for fill type A, the snare-led triplet roll. This is the clean, modern, punchy fill that works in almost any D&B track. First decision, where does the fill live? Most commonly, it's the last half bar of an 8-bar phrase, or the last full bar before a drop. For beginners, we'll do the last half bar. It's easier to control, and it won't step on your groove too much. Now program the roll on your snare or a snare layer. Important, keep your main snare head on beat 2 intact. Don't mess with the anchor. That main snare is your listener's reference point. On the last half of the bar, place 3 to 6 hits using the 8th note triplet grid, leading into the next bar. 3 to 6, that's the range where it stays exciting without becoming clutter. If you go beyond that, you can do it, but you'll need a lot more control. Now the secret sauce. Velocity shaping. Select those roll notes and shape the dynamics. You want it to feel like a human ramping into an accent, not a flat machine gun. Set the first hit somewhere around 60 to 75 velocity. The middle hits lower, around 40 to 60. And the final hit stronger, around 75 to 95. You're basically telling the listener, we're building and now we land. And quick coach note here, freeze your dynamics before you mix. Meaning, get the MIDI feeling right first. If you start eking and compressing before the velocities make sense, you'll chase problems that aren't actually mix problems. They're performance problems. All right, let's tighten the sound using stock Ableton tools in a way that keeps the mix clean. On your fill track, or on the snare chain inside your drum rack, at EQ 8 first. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. The exact number depends on your snare, but the goal is simple. Do not let the fill bring low-end mud. If it gets harsh, you can do a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz, but only if it actually hurts. Don't scoop just because you saw someone do it. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch around 0 to 10, and keep boom off for fills. A fill usually does not need extra sub energy. We're trying to create speed and tension, not a second kick drum. Optionally, add saturator with soft clip-on, and just 1 to 4 dB of drive. This is a great way to make the roll feel louder and more present without the peaks jumping out. And here's a mix rule that keeps you out of trouble. Roll hits should be felt more than heard. If your fill roll is louder than your main snare, it will sound like a mistake. The listener should still feel like the groove is in control. Now let's build fill type B, the classic jungle flavor. A break or percussion triplet burst. This is where people get excited and then accidentally destroy the mix. So we're going to keep it disciplined. Drag a break like the Amen or think into simpler. Slice mode is fine if you want multiple hits, but even one break in simpler works. And keep it low in the mix. You're using it like spice, not like a second drum kit. Now filter it so it doesn't fight your main drums. Put auto filter on the break track. Choose HP 12 mode. Set the cutoff around 250 to 500 Hz, and a good starting point is about 350 Hz. Keep resonance modest, around 0.7 to 1.2. You do not want it whistling. This way, the break adds air and texture while staying out of the kick, sub, and the body of a snare. Now switch your grid to 16th note triplets. Program a quick burst, 4 to 8 hits, using mostly hat or ghost snare slices. Keep it short. This should feel like a spray of energy, not a full drum solo. Extra coach note. Tick one lead element for the fill. Decide what the listener is supposed to notice. Is it the snare roll, a rim or perk, or the break texture? If everything rolls at the same time, it stops sounding like a fill and starts sounding like you changed the drum pattern. Now arrangement. This is where fills actually start sounding like real D&B. Use fills at predictable phrase points. Every 8 bars, a small fill like a quarter bar to a half bar. Every 16 bars, a bigger one, maybe a half bar to a full bar. And right before drops, combine the fill with a simple mute trick. Classic trick, in the last eighth or quarter before the drop, mute the kick. Let the fill finish. Then bring the kick back on the drop. This creates impact without adding any extra notes. You're using negative space as part of the fill, and that's a huge pro move. Now let's glue the fill into the mix with two small automation moves that prevent clutter. First, a reverb microsend. Put a reverb on a return track, short and dark. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. High cut around 5 to 8 kHz. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. Then automate the send so only the last hit or two gets reverb. This gives you a sense of space and drama, without smearing the entire fill and making the timing feel late. Second, automate a small dip on your hats during the fill. If your hats are busy, pull them down by 1 to 3 dB just during the fill moment. This is sneaky but powerful. The fill becomes more audible without you turning it up. It's like making room instead of shouting. Quick self-test for clutter. Solo only the fill track and the main snare. If the main snare stops feeling like the anchor, your fill is too loud, too bright, or too wide. Fix it by lowering velocity, filtering more, or narrowing the stereo. And speaking of stereo, keep the stereo image disciplined. If your fill uses a stereo break or stereo hats, consider narrowing just the fill slightly so the drop feels wider when the main loop returns. That contrast can make the drop feel huge. Let's hit the most common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. Mistake 1. Too many hits. More notes does not automatically mean more energy. Often it's just noise. Mistake 2. No velocity shape. Same velocity triplets sound like a typewriter. You want contour. Mistake 3. The fill is louder than the groove. If the fill steals the spotlight, it stops being a fill. Mistake 4. Too much low end in the fill. Low frequency stack fast and kill punch. Mistake 5. Reverb on the whole fill. That smears timing, and D&B needs precision. Now a few darker, heavier D&B tips if that's your direction. Keep fills mid-focused. Don't be afraid to high-pass a fill layer up to 200 or even 300 Hz if the sub and kick need to stay clean. If you want menace, do a tiny pitch drop at the end. In simpler, you can automate pitch envelope or simply transpose the last hit down 1 to 3 semitones. Tiny move, big attitude. If break fills are too noisy, tighten them with gate. Adjust threshold until tails stop ringing. Keep the return short. You want quick stops. And if the fill still steps on the kick, lightly sidechain the fill to the kick with a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Fast attack, medium release. Just enough to keep the kick speaking clearly. Now let's do a quick 10-minute practice exercise so you lock this in. Make a 2-bar D&B loop at 174 BPM. Kicked snare hats at the end of bar 2. Add a half-bar snare triplet roll on the 8th note triplet grid. Exactly 4 hits. Do a velocity ramp. 55, then 65, then 75, then 90. Duplicate the clip. In the duplicate, add a break slice burst on the 16th note triplet grid. High-pass it with auto filter around 350 Hz. Now a slash B test. If it feels cluttered, do not delete notes first. First, turn down velocities and filter more. That's how you learn control. One more variation tip before we wrap. Triplets don't have to start in the same spot every time. Keep the ending consistent, like the last triplet landing right before the next bar, but move the start earlier or later by one triplet step. You get variation, without rewriting the whole idea. Recap to lock it in. Triplet fills work best when they're short, shaped, and filtered. Use Ableton Striplet Grid so the timing is clean. Keep fills out of the low end with EQ 8 or auto filter. Add energy with velocity ramps, not extra layers. Place fills at 8 and 16 bar boundaries, and use automation like micro reverb and hat dips to create space. When you're ready, tell me your BPM and where your kick and snare land, and I can suggest 3 fill variations that match your groove without clutter.